Welcome to Pardes Daily, where you get your daily dose of Torah with Pardes faculty. This month, Pardes is bringing Elul to you. Let's dive in.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our Gemara Shir. We are going to be discussing today the beginning of the third parak of Rosh Hashanah, which deals mostly with Tkiyat Shofar, but it begins in a very interesting way, which we'll talk about in a second. We are on Daf 28b, Kafchet Amud Bet, and our goal is to get to the top of Chaf Vav Amud Aleph 26a. So let's begin. Before we talk about the opening Mishnah of the third parak of Rosh Hashanah, I should just take a minute to clarify the topic of Ibur HaChodesh, and that is the role of the Beit Din, at least in Talmudic times before there was a formal calendar, to declare the new moon, the new month, by the sighting of the new moon. And what that meant is each month had the potential of either being 29 or 30 days. Meaning if the new moon was not sighted and ruled upon on day 30, which would make day 30 actually day 1 of the new month, then the old month would be 30 days, and the next, and therefore that month would be considered mi'ubar. It would be a full month, a pregnant month, a month of 30 days and not 29 days. So that is actually a topic that was dealt with extensively at the end of the second chapter of Rosh Hashanah. And it's interesting, there's one more Mishnah and it carries over into the third chapter. And we'll talk about maybe at the end of the third chapter why Rebbe decided to organize the Mishnah that way, to include a Mishnah dealing with Ibur HaChodesh, the creating of the sanctification of the new month, leaving one Mishnah over at the beginning of the third chapter before getting into the laws of Shofar. So let's begin. Ra'uhu Beit Din v'chol Yisrael, nechkeru ha'edim v'lo hispiku lamar mikudash ad shechashecha harei zeh me'ubar. If the Beit Din and large numbers of people saw the new moon, the Gemara is going to say this is a separate case in a moment, or witnesses were already questioned and examined, but the Beit Din did not have time to pronounce the new month Mekudash before nighttime, then it doesn't matter, they have to wait till the next day, and therefore day 30 remains attached to the old month. Ra'uhu Beit Din Bilvad. If Beit Din, the only ones that saw the new moon, Yamdu Shnaim V'Ya'idu Bifneim, V'Yomru Mikudash Mikudash. Then two of the people that sat on the Beit Din would stand up and testify before the others, and then they would declare the new month, Mikudash. Sanctify the new moon, sanctify the new month. Ra'uhu Shlosha V'Hen Beit Din, Yamdu Hashnaim V'Yoshivu Mechavarehem Eitzel Hayachid. If three people saw, and they are the Beit Din, then two of them would stand, and the one guy left would then have two other people join him on the Beit Din, and then the two who saw would testify before them. They would then pronounce Mekudash, Mekudash, She'ein ha'yachid ne'eman al yedei atzmo, because a single judge is not relied upon to pronounce the new moon. So the Mishnah has now told us about a rule of the Beit Din that actually sees the new moon for themselves. And really, the Mishnah has told us two things. Number one, that the declaration of the new month can only happen during the daytime, can't happen at night. And number two, what happens when members of the Beit Din themselves are actually witnesses to the event of the new moon? And can members of a Beit Din, in fact, serve as their own witnesses to determine a fact? And that's what the Gemara is going to get into in just a little bit. But the Gemara is going to begin with a discussion of analyzing the different cases of the Mishnah. So let's begin with the Gemara. Lama li lemitna ru Beit Din v'chol Yisrael. Why did the Mishnah see fit to teach me the case of the Beit Din saw and so many others of the Jewish people saw? I don't know if literally means everybody, probably means many people. Itzrich, I needed that case. Salkadai techamina, what would I have said or thought if I didn't have that case? Hoil v'ru Beit Din v'chol Yisrael, ifarsim Allah, the Lola Abruha Kamash Maman. Since the Beit Din saw, and so many other people obviously saw, the new moon was out there in full view for everybody, then it was public. Therefore, you don't have to extend the month. Day 30 should be Rosh Chodesh, because everybody saw the new moon. Kamash Malan, we don't say that. Without the Beit Din formally meeting and pronouncing the new month, even though everybody saw the new moon, It doesn't count. The kevan de tana le ra'u beitin v'chol Yisrael nechkuru edim lamali. Right, the Gemara is here is asking. So once the case teaches me that everybody saw, the beitin saw, why does it have to add on the detail that the witnesses were also examined and tested? Hachi kamar. This is what is meant. Inami nechkuru edim. The lo hispiku lomar mikudash ad shechashecha arezem ubar. This is what is meant. The nechkuru edim is not part of case one. It's actually case two. Meaning there are two cases. Either Beit Din and a lot of people saw. Case number two is a case where a lot of people didn't see, but witnesses came and they were examined. However, in both those cases, Beit Din did not have an opportunity to pronounce formally Mikudash, that the new Rosh Chodesh, the new month, has now been sanctified before it got dark, and therefore they did not get to declare that day Rosh Chodesh, only the next day. Therefore, that month is now a 30-day month, and Rosh Chodesh will only be the next day. The Gemara continues, V'kevan detana ad shechashecha hareze me'ubar. Lamli lemitnai chakirat edim klal. Once the Tana has told me that they can't declare the new month, once the Mishnah says they can't declare the new month once it's gotten dark, then why did the Mishnah have to teach me the case of chakirat edim? I realize they didn't get to it. Why do I need to know if they examined the witnesses and then didn't get to it? Answer, Itzrich, I need that case to teach me something. Salkatai Techamina, what would I have thought if the Mishnah hadn't taught me that? Tahave Chakirat Edim Kitchilat Din. I might have thought that the examination of the witnesses was already the beginning of the judicial process of the pronouncement of the new moon. Umekudash Mekudash Kigmar Din. And the formal declaration, the month is new month is now declared, is simply the judgment at the end. Ulakadshe Belaila. And therefore, maybe I could do Kiddush HaChodesh at night. In other words, as long as I start the process of examining the testimony about the new moon during the day, then maybe I would then be allowed to still give the Psak Din, the final judgment, at night. And the Gemara notes, we find this in rules of monetary cases. Mide dehavi adine mamonot. We find a similar situation, in fact, when it comes to monetary matters. Ditznan, because we are taught in the Tanitic source. Dine mamonot danin biyom v'gomrin belaila. You can hear the different evidence and the different claims about monetary cases during the day, and since you started during the day, you would be able to then finish and give judgment at night, even though typically Beit Din does not meet at night, since in Dine Mamonot, in monetary matters, since they heard the case during the day, they could in fact give judgment at night. Therefore, I might have said, Hachanami Mikachin Balelia. Then here too, they could do Kiddush HaChodesh at night, as long as they started their process of examining the witnesses during the day. Kamash Milan, we don't say that. The Gemara says that's what the Mishnah is trying to teach. We don't do that. When it comes to Kiddush HaChodesh, the entire process has to happen at daytime, not only the examination of the judges, but even the Psak Din, the final judgment where the Beit Din pronounces, indeed, Rosh Chodesh is today. Now the Gemara asks a follow-up question, Ve'ema hachinami. Well, maybe we should say, still, let them do it, because maybe Kiddush HaChodesh should work like Dinei Mamonot. Like, why not? Why can't they? They've heard the evidence, and they started the court case during the day. Why can't they pronounce judgment at night? And now they quote a pasuk to show you why that can't be. Amar Kra, the Torah says, Ki chok l'Yisrael hu mishpat l'Elohei Yaakov. It is a law for Israel, a judgment by the God of Jacob. Eimat have chok, when does a court case become chok? Bigmar din. Only at gmar din. The kakar le'rachmana mishpat, and the pasuk implicitly compares the chok, the gmar din, the final judgment, to the mishpat, to the court case itself. Ma mishpat bayom, just as the mishpat, the court case, has to be during the day, af hachanami bayom, so too the gmar din, the final judgment, also has to be during the day. So the Gemara concludes that unlike Dine Mamonot, We require that Ibur HaChodesh, the judgment about Rosh Hashanah, and because the Pasuk in Tehillim was referencing Rosh Hashanah, it's the famous Perek in Tehillim when the moon is covered, and it's mentioning Rosh Chodesh there. So since Rosh Chodesh is a matter of Chok and Mishpat, Mishpat has to happen during the day, so the final judgment has to happen during the day, and therefore Beit Din must pronounce the new month, Mekudash, Mekudash, before nighttime begins, even if they have already heard the witnesses and begun the procedure during the day. I should add here, just parenthetically, there is a debate as to who the judges are. Rambam insists that the judges must be judges from the Sanhedrin, the great high court that sat in Yerushalayim. And the Ramban says, no, as long as they have smicha, not what we call smicha today, but the formal smicha that existed in the Talmudic times, judges who had smicha would be sufficient. Rambam says, no, had to be one of the 72 members of the Sanhedrin. Okay, now let's go on to the second part of the Mishnah. Ra'uhu Beit Din Ya'amdu Shnayim Ve'idu Bifneim. So the Beit Din sees the new moon, and the Mishnah says, so two of them have to formally stand up and testify in front of the others. And the Gemara asks a really interesting question. It says, Va'amai, lo tehe shmia gedola meri'ia. Why do they have to testify? It's not possible to say that hearing testimony somehow establishes for the court a fact that is greater than the court themselves seeing the event, right? Rashi points out, in his opinion, this is a special halacha by Kiddush HaChodesh, right? Kiddush HaChodesh, the declaring of the new moon, is not a function of testimony. It really is a function of seeing. We rely on the witnesses who see it, if that's all we have. But the logic should be that if the Beit Din themselves see it, what could be better? That's even better than hearing about it from two other witnesses. So Amar Rabbi Zeira kagon shra'u b'laila. Rabbi Zeira says, you're right. If the Beit Din saw it, they could declare the new moon and the new month. But this happened at night. So the Beit Din saw it at night. And therefore, the next day, since they couldn't do the court case at night, the court case had to happen during the day. So therefore, two of them that saw it would break off and testify in front of the others who were on the Beit Din. And now the Gemara goes on to the second half of that case in the Seifa, the latter part of the Mishnah, and says as follows. Ra'uhu shlosha v'heim Beit Din, yamdu shnayim v'yoshivu mechavrehem etzel yachid. If three of them saw, there are only three of them there, the minimum number for the Beit Din, and they saw it, then two of them would have to split off and testify, and the one guy left would need two others to join him to be on the Beit Din. Amai, why should we say that? Hachanami name elote shmiya gedola maria. Let's say this, we're asked the same question. Why wouldn't we say here, the three of them saw it, seeing is better than hearing from witnesses, let the three of them just declare the new month. The chite mahachanami kon shuru balayla hainu hach. And if you want to say, well, here too is a case where they saw it at night, that doesn't make any sense. Hainuhach, then these two clauses of the Mishnah will be coming to teach the exact same point. And the Gemara rejects that. It can't be that these two clauses are both there to teach. If they saw it at night, then the next day they have to formally separate, and some of them who saw act as witnesses and others act as members of the Beit Din, because that's the point that we learned from the clause right before. So the Gemara says no. Seifa Itzrichale, the last case I needed to teach something specific where there are only three judges there, right? And they saw that the two become witnesses and one of them needs two other people to teach me d'ena yachid ne'eman al-yedei atzmo, to teach me that a singular judge is not allowed to rule and pronounce the new moon on his own. Why would I have thought otherwise? The Salka Daita Chamina. Now, what would I have thought to say? Holil Utnan, since it is taught in another Tanaic source, Dine Mamanot Beshlosha, Vimaya Mumchel Rabim Dana Filu Yachid. Hachanami Nikdashe Biyachidi, Kamash Malan, no. I might have thought that since Dine Mamanot, in monetary matters, you require three. But if there is a Mumcha, if there is an expert, a recognized authority, that recognized authority could judge a court case by himself. Dan afilu biyachid, he can act alone. So I might have thought here too, maybe in our case of Kiddush HaChodesh, that if there was one authority there, that one authority could declare the new moon on his own. Kamash Malan, we don't say that. Kamash Malan, we reject that idea that you only want, even a mumcha acting on his own, you need three. Vema hachinami, maybe I would say, well, again, like we did before, right? Well, maybe I should compare it to Dine Mamano. Maybe indeed one judge should be able to declare the new moon if that judge is an expert. And now we saw why that can't be. There is no greater recognized authority and expert for the Jewish people than Moshe. And when God was informing Moshe about the laws of the new moon, he told him, you can only do this when Aaron is standing next to you. Dichtiv, the Pasuk says, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe ve'el Aharon be'eretz mitzrayim le'mor ha'chodesh hazeh lechem. God made sure to tell Moshe and Aaron about the laws of the new moon. The commentaries say, and since, of course, you can't have a Beit Din of two, it must be that Moshe and Aaron went out and found a third person, and they, the three of them, constituted a Beit Din. So if Moshe can't determine the new moon by himself, then no expert can determine the new moon by himself, and by definition, you would need a Beit Din of three. And now the Gemara finishes up with one more point. L'memra de'ed nasa dayan. Is this mean to say that a person who witnessed an event could, and therefore is a potential witness, could then turn around and be a dayan, be a judge on that very same case? If that's true, because that's what we suggested, right? The three on the Beit Din or 10 on the Beit Din saw the event, and then the next day a few of them split off, or two of them split off to become Edim, but even the ones who saw the event from the night before can sit and be on the Beit Din. So the Gemara says, is this to say, to aid Nasa Dayan, is this to teach that a person who saw an event would still be allowed to serve on the court as a Dayan, as a judge? Lema matnitin deloka Rabbi Akiva. Let us say then that our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Akiva. Detanya, we teach in a Braita. Sanhedrin shru echad sharag et hanefesh miktzatan nasu edim miktzatan nasu dayanin divi Rabbi Tarfon. If the entire Sanhedrin saw a murder take place, then they can split up. Some of them can be edim to the case, and others will serve as judges. That's Rabbi Tarfon's view. Rabbi Tarfon was of the view that even though these dayanim saw the event themselves, as long as they don't formally give testimony, they can still be dayanim. Rabbi Akiva Omer, kulan nasin edim, ve'ein ed nasa dayan. Rabbi Akiva disagrees and says, no, if they witnessed the event, then they can no longer serve as dayanim. Even if they don't formally give testimony, because they witnessed the event, they cannot be dayanim. So here it seems it's against what our Mishnah said. Our Mishnah said even though these judges saw the new moon themselves, they can still serve as judges for the case. So the Gemara then concludes, afilu tema Rabbi Akiva. We can still learn this to be Rabbi Akiva. How? Ad kan lo kama Rabbi Akiva hatam el b'din nefashot. Over there, Rabbi Akiva only gave his rule that a judge who saw an event cannot rule on that same case in capital cases. Quotes a pasuk, "Drachman amar v'shaftu ha'eda v'hitzilu ha'eda." The keva de chazuhu de katal nafsha lo matze chazule zechuta. Right, he quotes the pasuk, says the Eda, the court or the community will judge that person, and the community could also save that person. And his point is, since they saw the event happen, they saw him commit the murder, there's no possibility they will find Schut, they will find him innocent. So by very definition, if a judge saw what happened, you have chosen a judge who will not really be able to be impartial and find any possible reason to find the person innocent. And being able to find a person innocent is essential to the judicial process. Avohacha, but in our case over here, by the new moon, there is no person being accused of a crime and no punishment. I feel Rabbi Akiva Mora. Even here, Rabbi Akiva would agree that a judge who saw the event could serve as the dayan. Interesting to note about why this principle of a judge, someone who witnessed an event cannot serve as a judge. So Rashbam says, just a gzerata katuv, the Torah decreed it, there's no reason. Tosfot says, because in a way, by definition, it is irrefutable testimony. that you need witnesses who in some way can be refuted, and no judge will refute his own testimony. A third thing that I saw the Nota Bihuda says is because judges are all friends with each other. So you can't have judges, they're all connected to one another. You can't have judges testifying in front of other judges from the same Beit Din, because by definition, they will not be impartial. Thank you for joining me, and I will see you for page 26a, Chafav Amud Aleph.
Thank you to our Pardes faculty, and thank you to you, our learners. Make sure to check back in at the beginning of each week to stay on track with your Elul learning, and visit www.pardes.org.il for more information about Pardes and our programs.